Good morning, everybody, all around Australia. We welcome to our Bensley program on a Wednesday morning. Looking forward to the day's racing. We've got all the fields, all the big fields out for Saturday already for Randwick, day two of the championships. Caulfield for Vobis Day will come out. Adelaide starting to kick up as well. We welcome our audiences, as I say, Melbourne, Sydney, central coast of New South Wales, Brisbane, good morning to you, and the Gold Coast, and wherever you are, it's a good morning, and let's hope that we can help you into lots of good racing information. I think yesterday one of the grand things that came out of the show was the interview with Kieran Maher and then the billboards that popped up all around Sydney and Melbourne. The response even to the photo that I popped up on Twitter yesterday was remarkable. It had nearly 20,000 people that had seen that through the Twitter page last night. And then, as I say, the billboard started to pop up around Sydney and Melbourne. Aussie Care is joining us. He's got two horses running in the race. Great deal of interest in the Queen Elizabeth. Morning to you, Aussie.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners. Are we all?
We're really well. What a build-up. It's fantastic, these billboards. I'm not too sure who came up with the idea, Aussie, but it's a marvellous thing.
Yeah, well, one of the owners is in both of the horses with us in Very Elegant and Sir Dragon. John O'Neill actually runs a outdoor billboard business, being Cure Mess. And those who know John loves a little bit of flashiness and loves the limelight and the big flashy lights. So he wanted to put Sir Dragon up there across Melbourne and Sydney for a bit of fun. And we've been bantering along about our last few days. A bit of fun for everybody and excitement, and, you know, so it should be on such a big race.
Well, I think the thing is, Aussie, that everyone is going to know that this race is on. You know, everyone's talking about three horses, but it is a field of eight, and you just never know. But no, there'll be no excuse that everyone will know the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes is on at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's been a good lead-up. You know, once Dave announced he was coming to the Longines Queen Elizabeth, the build-up's been enormous. You know, they've done a great job promoting the race. Obviously, it started as a Very Elegant and a day showdown, and what adds to it now is Sir Dragon has come out and won his Weight for Age Group 1, so he sort of comes in the mix, and you've got the likes of Mugger 2 winning the All-Star Mile. So, yeah, it is an eight-horse field, but, yeah, it starts to get a lot more intriguing now, and anything can happen in a Group 1 race, as you know.
Aussie, I loved Bossy yesterday. Glenn Boss, the jockey of Sir Dragonetti, he came out at the media conference and basically said there were only three horses in the race, and Bowman came back and said, don't forget Mugger 2. You love Bossy around this team too, don't you?
Bossy's a lot of fun. He gets you hyped up. Sometimes he gets you too hyped up and, you know, you get carried away and you think you've got the next far lap or winks. And, so, look, he's great fun and, you know, it's amazing because when you do win with Bossy on board, it's a lot of fun and, you know, it's phenomenal. But he does get you going, and that's what racing's about. You know, you've got to live and dream. There's a lot more downs and ups in racing. So the lead up to the races are a lot more enjoyable because, you know, you don't win as much as you lose. So all the lead up is, you know, the times that we as ownership group really celebrate. We have our lunches and our dinners and our get-togethers, always pre-races because, you know, you just never know. And it's what racing's about for us as a group.
So what happens then Friday? Do you all come together, whether it be Melbourne or Sydney?
Oh, there's a very, very big group on Friday. We're actually trying to find some places big enough for us. So it's great because all the wives are now, you know, getting involved. There's a couple of girls that own that are in ownership group of Sir Dragon A, and all the partners are coming along. So it's become a big event to sort of travel to Sydney this weekend, and we're all booked dinner and drinks. And yeah, like I said, it'll start pre-race, and like always, we always end up a bit scratchy on race day, but we'll get through it.
Understand. Now, this is a slightly unfair question, but I've got to ask it anyway. You bought Sir Dragon A to come here and won a Cox Plate, and who knows in the future, but you're also in the ownership of Very Elegant. I mean, you've got two high-profile horses going into it. Is Dragon A the favourite over the two, given what you've done buying the horse?
Look, I knew this question was coming, and I've tried to get the right answer going. But no, look, for me, look, obviously Sir Dragon A financially will be a lot rewarding being a stallion or being a colt. And, you know, winning probably, if he wins the Queen Elizabeth, he would have won three weight for age group ones in the space of 6 months out of about five or six starts. So that in itself will sort of add some significant value on him once he retires to stud. Very elegant on the flip side. She's won eight group ones. She's sort of heading down to that path of, being one of the greatest horses to race. I mean, I know she's not in that hemisphere yet, but she's on her way. She's won eight. She could end up with, 12 or 13, and that would definitely put her in the market. So it's a very, very tough question for me.
Yeah.
Look, I just want to beat a Dave. Look, whatever horse beats a Dave, I think we'll probably win it. So, and we've got different owners in each
both.
Horse. So, I put it politically incorrect. But look, whatever happens, I know we'll be at the bar if one of them wins. And everybody who's not in Very Elegant or not in Sir Dragon A will be with us celebrating, because it's a good group where everyone supports each other. It's good fun.
Well, I think, Ozzie, the summary is that you love being a part of the game. I wanted to ask you about, in one final question, there was one that popped up yesterday in an interview with Lloyd Kennewell called Fangio, that's off to Brisbane for the Winter Carnival. You bought the horse out of New Zealand. It's only had the one run. You must think it's got something for the future.
Yeah, well, if we buy these, you can't keep buying horses like Sir Dragon, because, it's just not possible. They're not easy to buy. But we buy these sort of cheaper horses from New Zealand or from Europe that can just go through their grades, and it just gets some owners who don't want to fork out, $50,000 or $100,000 to come into a horse of a Sir Dragon A quality. And, they can put 10, 20 grand in and still be part of the fun, and we still enjoy it. So, look, he's a nice horse, and we're hoping he'll just go through his grades. We don't know where he'll end up, but those horses are more about the social aspect of just, friends that just want to put in some less money and enjoy the racing. And the fun's the same for us as a group. We also still have a lot of fun whether you're racing, for $50,000 prize money or, $1 million prize money. It's still a lot of fun. But those who are involved in racing know it's, when you're winning, it's just a great feeling. It doesn't matter where you're winning and how much you're winning.
It is. Ozzie, I can hear you in the car. So just listen as we welcome in Graham Hinton, Chief Operating Officer for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Graham.
G'day, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
No, fantastic. And Ozzie's still online, so you can talk to him if you want along the way here. But just on the promotion of the Queen Elizabeth, I know talking to you yesterday, you were blown away by these billboards that are popping up around Sydney.
Yeah, we love it. We think that's great innovation and great to see. So we're going to steal that tagline, the Royal Rumble. Sir Dragon A there taking on the two runners from last year. So the more the merrier as far as we're concerned.
I know, Peter Volandis and the whole team at Racing New South Wales love this sort of promotion. You love making in some way a bit different.
Exactly right. And you've got to do a few things that cut through the mainstream. Everyone in racing knows how good that horse is and that he deserves to be up there with the other two. But a race like this with three genuine superstars is where we've really got to cut through mainstream, attract a new audience, get some new people out there and having a look to say, well, geez, racing's exciting, isn't it? And become a part of it.
Ozzie, you can hear it, can't you? The buzz is there. The billboards, Johnny O'Neill's found himself a little bit of a buzz here, hasn't he?
It's what it's all about. Wherever we can help us, participants, to help in the sport, we all should. That's our role in the game, and we all love it. It's only good for the sport. The more people that are exposed to the sport and the excitement it builds. I mean, it's an exciting sport as it is, but when you get three horses, or it's probably unfair to say three horses, but when you get horses, eight horses in a race like the Queen Elizabeth, racing for such big prize money, and one of the most elite weight for age races in the country. It's exciting, and the more people that know about it, obviously, the better. And it might not be this year, but they might bring their friends next year, and just keeps building.
Ozzie, I'll let you. You're on the move, mate. I appreciate you chatting with us. Good luck with both of them there on Saturday in the Longines Queen Elizabeth.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ozzie. Ozzie Kerr joining us there. He's in the ownership, Graham, of Sir Dragon A and Very Elegant. So he's in ownership of two really talented horses, but the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of the Turf, the Sydney Cup, the Oaks. This is a high-profile day, and a lot of energy has gone into it.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's elite racing, and it's the grand finals. One of the things we want to sort of continue to point out is the championships is the grand finals of racing. For every distance, every class of horse, every age group, there's a grand final race here. And on Saturday, you see the pinnacle of that in the Queen Elizabeth.
We do. What a race it's going to be. Watch the billboards. They're in both Sydney and Melbourne. I know we've got a national audience right now, but it was remarkable yesterday, the photo that we put up on Twitter. 20,000 people viewed it all day. So that tells us that the interest is there for this race. So, Graham, thanks for your time. Good luck with the next few days.
Thank you, and best of luck to everyone.
Good on you, Graham Hinton, Chief Operating Officer for Racing New South Wales. Race 8, it'll be 3:45 on Saturday. More on day 2 of the championships after the break. This is SEN Track.